God is with you.
Seems a pretty safe bet in our Christian community that God is with us. Although sometimes we tend to doubt that.
Or it just gets pushed off to the side. Take you on a little journey here. About a year ago, starting in January, my wife Shelley had been having pains in her abdomen section. Didn't think a whole lot about it, just indigestion, whatever. We put it off. It got worse. So that led to what seemed to be a myriad of doctor visits and tests and all that. And finally, we got the first diagnosis. Cancer. Ooh. It's a bit like being hit in the face with a 2x4. More tests, more doctor visits. Because at this point, we didn't know what kind, just cancer. So you immediately start going, oh, no. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? It was about this time that heard this little voice. I've got this. Got what? I've got this. Okay. Brilliant. So finally, the second major doctor's visit with the oncologist. We're sorry, but it is aggressive stage 4 ovarian cancer. Well, that 2x4 grew into a 4x4. And I know in the parking lot between the doctor's office, and yet another blood draw, I pretty much fell apart. I think we both kind of fell apart. Because most of the time when you hear stage 4, you might as well start picking out your flowers and funeral music. At least that's what we had heard. But no, that voice showed up again. Only this time, it was an arm around you, around us, I'm sorry. I've got this. I'll be with you. Good. Felt a little easier, although it still didn't entirely stop the oh, what's going to happen, blah, 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 this and that. Your mind races to 1,000 different things and not always the good things. Okay. Finally had a surgery date. Good. Surgery went along fine. Although I didn't know at this time that I was starting to fall apart. I just figured it was stress from all that was going on, which would be understandable. But thank goodness for some wonderful church people. They kept me from being lost at the Sparrow Hospital in Lansing and wandering around aimlessly for the rest of whatever, because I'd pretty much lost my mind at that time. I was gone. Trying to focus on Shelley in her situation, just blanked out. And I thank those people for being there and helping me find my way back home again. Because trust me, you don't want to stay down there any longer than you have to. You'll quickly go broke in the cafe. Okay, so we fast forward slightly, about a week after Shelley's surgery. And my condition started to worsen more and more. And I was not aware of that stuff. That's stress, whatever. So they finally sent me for a CT scan. Okay, no big deal. It's something easy. Stuffed in the machine, pulled back out. Okay, we're going to fill you up with dye now. Great. Put the dye in, shoved me back in, pulled me back out. And I hear a voice back behind me. Did he drive by himself? Now I'm starting to worry. What's going on? I come back and, did you drive by yourself? No, my wife is in the waiting room. Well, we need to get her. Didn't tell me. Why? Great. Now the anxiety is building and building and building even more. So they come back and go, oh, you've got a brain tumor about the size of a golf ball. Well, that explains the headaches and all that, but it might be cancer. Great, we don't need any more cancer in the family. We didn't need it in the first place. So, we get that problem fixed up. Thank God, and thank God for this church for being. And again, it wasn't just a voice in the ear, it wasn't just a hug around the shoulder. This time, spiritual lifting and carrying us through this, kind of like that palm footprints in the sand. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that in your darkest hour, you've got God there, and he's with you, carrying you along, making sure that you're all right, not letting you walk in this less than fun time by yourself. And even though that the healing began, we know that there's still some darkness yet to come. You want me to say this? Okay. We just found out that last Wednesday that the cancer's back. Different area, but nevertheless, it's back. So we're going to go back through more full-strength chemo and more blood draws and more tests and possibly another operation, but we know we will be all right. Because why? God is with us. He's going to carry us again just like he did before. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. It really is to know that you have that and to know that there's that new light coming and that you'll be all right. Amen.